How's it going, guys? Medium difficulty question, endocrine step one, family internal medicine, 2CK, 36-year-old woman, multiple comorbidities. She sustains a pseudofracture of the left hip after falling from the curb to the ground. She does not drink or smoke. Serum studies show calcium low 7.2, should be 8.4 to 10.2, phosphorus high 9, should be 3 to 4.5. I've talked about in prior clips 2.5 to 5, but NVMEs, they actually want 3 to 4.5. Creatinine 3.1, it's high, should be 0.7 to 1.2. Alkaline phosphatase 400, should be 50 to 150. Which of the following most likely contributory to this patient's fracture? Let's just hop through. Choice A, hypomagnesemia, wrong fucking answer. For USMLE, you need to know low magnesium is going to be seen in alcoholics. And they want you to know that this is going to cause hypocalcemia and or hypokalemia, refractory slash non-responsive to supplementation. For example, 44-year-old dude found on a bench. He's brought in a hospital, has low calcium. They supplement him with calcium. His levels remain low. Next best step of management for 2CK is check serum magnesium. Choice A, wrong fucking answer. Choice B, metastases, wrong fucking answer. You know it's wrong because you would have hypercalcemia, not hypocalcemia. Wrong fucking answer. Choice C, Paget's disease, wrong fucking answer, because your calcium phosphate would be normal. So in Paget's disease, you're going to have isolated increase in serum ALP. Very easy, okay? I've made lots of clips on this stuff. Students often think you've got some sort of calcium derangement. You don't, okay? So Paget's disease is going to be very buzzy as far as an older dude. Hat doesn't fit him the way it used to. Can have tinnitus, which is due to narrowing of the acoustic foramina. Can have high output cardiac failure due to intraosseous AV fistulae. Wrong fucking answer. Choice D, osteomalacia, vitamin D deficiency in adults. Correct answer. Secondary to renal insufficiency. Clearly creatinine's elevated. And we have secondary hyperparathyroidism here. There's a nearly identical question on one of the NVMe exams. And they have secondary hyperparathyroidism as the answer, which clearly we have low calcium, high phosphorus. So you need to know that in renal failure, calcium is low for two reasons. One, you can't reabsorb it the way you're supposed to in the late DCT. Two, the action of PTH activating 1-alpha hydroxylase in the PCT is impaired. So we have impaired conversion of 25 to 125. Ladder normally goes to small bowel, increased absorption of calcium. So if you can't do that, then hypocalcemia leads to compensatory increase in PTH. It's called secondary hyperparathyroidism. So very easy. Okay. So vitamin D deficiency, this term pseudofracture, very buzzy. Some of you may have known that. So this is just a radiologic finding you can get in the setting of vitamin D deficiency, not limited to renal failure, but USMLE wants you to know simply that vitamin D deficiency, osteomalacia, renal failure can cause secondary hyperparathyroidism, and your ALP is high because of the fracture here. Combination of the fracture, which can release the ALP into the blood, but also increase osteoblast activity due to PTH binding to its receptor on the osteoblast. Of course, we'll activate the osteoclast, but increase osteoblast activity will increase your serum ALP. Let's just hop to the final answer choice. Parathyroid adenoma, primary hyperparathyroidism, wrong fucking answer, because you would have hypercalcemia and hypophosphatemia. Choice C, wrong fucking answer. You know the deal. I'm going to make more content. If you like my stuff, subscribe my channel. Appreciate your time. That's it.